We don't have any consent items on admin today. We have one discussion item. It's related to case number PU-20-159.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Commissioner?
If it's possible, I'd like to add another discussion item. And that would be to just talk about the hearing on Friday, just some takeaways from what we learned and maybe some discussion about anything that we want to ask for or change a little bit in advance of that hearing.
Okay.
As admin two.
Okay, we will add that to admin two.
And Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Maybe then as admin three, a notice of receipt of revision for a mine project.
Okay, I have that added. Any more? No, okay. Going back to admin one then, the meter readings waiver, that's a request that Otter Tail Power has made. My understanding, they are already estimating meter readings. And the reason is they are not able to go into buildings that have meters inside of them. They can only read meters on the outside. So they've been estimating, and I had a few questions related to that, that Pat just sent me a text prior to the meeting started, so I haven't seen it, but just a couple of my concerns. And some of it ties back to, if you remember, approximately 1 year ago, we had customers on Otter Tail system that were calling because their bills had increased just because of the estimates. And I think it was also related to not just a 30 or 31 day bill, but a 40 or 45 day bill. And I wanted to know, in particular, if there would be any type of sticker shock related to this, their estimates, so customers at the end of all of this don't pay more, they don't pay less, but do they have things in place, for example, to offer balance billing if someone should find themselves in a difficult spot financially because they may not be working right now. And a number of these meters could be in apartment buildings, they could be in low-income housing. So I just had some concerns. I haven't reviewed the memo that I believe Pat indicated has just been received prior to this meeting. So I'm not anticipating any issues with how Otter Tail is proceeding, but I just wanted to make sure.
Mr. Chairman, I agree completely that this is the way to go. This is just not the time in history to have people going around door to door to walk into each person's house to read a meter. And estimating is just the best thing to do right now.
Okay, I don't sense any other discussion. Commissioner Fedorchak?
I also agree. And so just so I'm clear, are we just giving staff direction to approve this today? Is that what we're discussing? Or is this just a discussion because they're already moving ahead with this?
They have already moved ahead on this. We have not given approval yet. I would be more than comfortable giving staff the authority to give that approval if we can do that. But I did have a few questions that I anticipate will be answered when I read the memo following this meeting.
Okay, I guess when I saw the filing, I didn't know if it required approval or not. So if Pat's on the phone or anybody from PUD, they can clarify whether this requires approval or if this is just a notification to us, that would be helpful.
Pat, can you clarify, please?
I do see that Victor is on.
Victor, would you be able to clarify?
Sorry, I missed the question. What was that?
For Otter Tail to estimate, do estimated readings, which I believe they are already have already begun doing because they cannot go into buildings. Does that take official action on behalf of the commissioners in terms of a vote, or is that something staff can authorize?
I'd have to look into their tariff provisions to be certain on that. I guess usually we have allowed one or two estimated readings in the past, but we usually have some sort of a limit to them. So I'll look into it. I guess I couldn't say for certain one way or the other.
Okay. And Steve, did you indicate or Matt that Pat is not on the line?
I see three different callers in, but there's no name identification as they're in just via phone.
Okay. Well, Victor will follow up, and Pat, if you are listening, you can work with Victor and do likewise, just so we know whether or not any formal action is required on our behalf. And if not, then I would just like a little bit of time. I don't think it's going to take terribly long after the meeting and by end of day. If we can proceed without formal action, then I can just express that I don't have any concerns. And it's really not about moving forward with this process, because there really isn't a choice. It's more just to ensure that the proper pieces are in place and consumers aren't surprised by what their bill might be as in terms of an estimate rather than a real meter reading. Okay, then admin two, Commissioner Fedorchuk.
Okay, sorry. I just took a few notes as we were having the hearing yesterday, some takeaways that I thought might be worth bringing up. And I'm not sure how we get these back to the appropriate players. Is Brian Johnson on the phone? Or I know Pat isn't.
I am.
Okay, very good. So Brian, if we talk through some things and have some takeaways, can you communicate with the parties? And I know Matt and Steve are here. Some of this is technology.
I sure can.
Okay, very good. So one of the things that I thought, and I'm sure you guys have some ideas too, I'll just go through mine, but one of them was the fellow from the company who was testifying from Denver, Bankston, Eric, I think his first name was, he blocked out a few times. He was a little shaky for me. I know Steve said he was fine for him. And Steve had said that he was participating via a web phone application, not the audio bridge or whatever, the open mic system. So I think for the people who are testifying, any witnesses, they should be using the most stable connection possible, which I think is the phone, whatever phone application we have for this, the open mic version. Steve, what is it called?
No, what they want to do is there is a, when you come in to go to meeting, you have a choice of using computer audio or using a call in from a telephone number. That's the one they want to do. They can come into the meeting as a go-to meeting. We'll get their video and everything, but then instead of using the audio from the computer, there's a telephone number to call and you'll be put together. That way we'll see their picture, but the audio connection will be via phone. That is okay. The most stable way to do it. If all they right. Go with the open voice one, they'll be like the public and you won't hear them. They'll be shut out.
I see. All right. Okay, so maybe you can work with Brian to make sure the correct directions get out there for that. And then it's pretty important that the judge emphasize that one person talks at a time. Sometimes it's hard to tell, you know, when somebody's going to jump in, but if we can, it's really tough when somebody gets interrupted or, you know, tries to talk at the same time as another person. I thought that there should be, for the GoToMeeting site, there should be some sort of sign that pops up when we're on a break, just in case somebody were to log in during a break and wonder why nothing's happening. If there could be some sort of a sign that's added. Is that possible, Steve?
Matt is currently putting up the telephone numbers for dial-in from the hearing room, so I can see if he can do that. I think so.
So if he just even had one during the breaks that said it could keep having the telephone numbers on it, but saying the commission is on a, or the hearing is on a short break, and then, you know, that would come down. Yeah.
Yep. Just so I'll work with Matt and see if we can figure that out.
Okay. I thought that if there's any advanced, that like Lawrence's work on the advanced exhibits was helpful. I didn't necessarily need a printed version that was up at the office that I never used. I just logged into my computer, my home desktop through our web page and got onto the case there and had every record available. But if they can be extra careful to make sure that we have exhibits that are marked clearly and super well organized ahead of time, that will simplify things a lot. Did you have something to add on that, Randy?
Well, actually, on the last two things. One, Your idea on having something come across when we're on break is a very good idea that I had not thought of, but important. Someone just tunes in and they think that they're not doing something right. Here, it's just a break. But, and I understand and appreciate Mr. Bender's extra effort to try and simplify. I thought it just made it way harder. And frankly, the exhibits, all the filings, they've been done for a long time already. And again, how is the public supposed to keep up on all this? You know where to get in and find something new. But if the public has had some concerns that they want to express, you know, they've probably looked at this stuff for weeks and marked their pages. And then suddenly we're talking about all different page numbers and nothing matches anymore. I found myself having my questions that I had laid out in advance that I didn't find answered in the application based on page numbers or docket numbers from the original filing. I guess I just don't like these last minute filings. I think the reference to the application as we are right now.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that, just as long as it's done ahead of time, like as much as possible, so we know and can have things kind of laid out and aren't spending a lot of time in confusion over exhibits.
Yeah, I really think our current docketing and page numbering is sufficient and works well for that.
Not right now. So why? Because. Okay. And let's see here. Okay. Any info? Will we get anything that's arrives from the public? I guess this is just a shout out to John and anyone in the office. If we're getting information other than the form letters that Stacy's getting to us, but any other information from the public, we have to be notified of that, that we need to either zip up and pick it up or it needs to be sent to us in advance. So that's just a note to staff that are in the office. Brian, this is just a little tip for you. You've got those windows in the back of you where you're sitting. If you were to pull the shades, you would show up a lot clearer because the backlighting is kind of making you dark. Maybe you want to be dark, but if you had shades back there, your own self would be more clear, bright and sunshiny like normal.
It was intentional.
Oh.
No, good point. Good point. I have a couple of thoughts on more housekeeping items for Friday. One, the people that company representatives, staff, I think everyone at a minimum should be on 10 minutes before, if not even 15 minutes before, for mic tests, video, that type of thing, just to make sure everyone is coming through clearly. The second part would be to remind everyone to mute their phones when they're not speaking. That's something the ALJ can certainly do. And then also just making it very clear to the public how the process will work for the commenting period when we get to that stage of the hearing. And just that already occurs during the hearings, but it's a little bit different because they'll be dialed in versus there in person where they can just raise their hand physically. That won't be the case. And I know we talked about some of those details before, but I think they're important elements.
Mr. Chairman?
Awesome. I have one other idea. Go ahead, Steve.
I want to reiterate a couple of things you both have touched on. It is very important to mute the mic when you're not talking. The secondary thing is make sure that the volume on your laptop, PC, iPad, whatever you're using, make sure that's as low as it can possibly be for you to hear, because on most of those devices, what comes out of the speakers will come back through the microphones and you'll get that garbly echo. So sometimes that's what's causing the echo coming back. So keep that in mind as you're making comments.
That's good to know. One more idea, and this is a web thing. So on our website, we have the case search, and then you can put the case number for this in and pull up everything that's been docketed. Is it possible to put a quick link on our homepage where people don't have to go through the case search and type in the number, but they can just click on a link that takes them straight to the docket for this case?
Yes, Stacy can do that.
I think that would be really helpful to be able to just reference, even during the hearing, for folks who are looking at home, we could say, you can look at all these applications and everything else. It's right on the web. And if there's a quick link, it wouldn't be hard for them to find it that way. I just think that might be helpful too.
I'll work with Stacy to make that happen.
Am I unmuted right now?
Yes.
If you go on our website under Hot Topic, quick links, that's where I do that for the cases that we have going on right now. So it's already there.
Let me see. I'm going to go look. But could it just be on the homepage, Kate? Stacy, does it? I don't see Hot Topics.
It is right on the homepage. If you just scroll down a little bit underneath, well, I got a lot of extra meeting information there, but see, miss a meeting and then Hot Topics.
Yeah, okay. I guess, right.
I could add a link up where I have the information for participating in the hearing. I could add a direct link right there too.
Yeah, that would be the best spot.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, that would be good. Office and Human Procedure. Okay, that's helpful. And that's it for my ideas. I'm sure there's more things out there, but that's it. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only other one that I wanted to throw out is this. For our advisory team and the judge and certainly the witnesses, and I realize sometimes someone is in a telecom environment where it just is impossible to have a camera, but to the extent we're trying to make these happen using remote technology, but make things as real as possible, I think it's good for the public who are monitoring these things to be able to associate a face with the person talking. And so I think when people are speaking, we should try and have our cameras on. And I noticed yesterday some of the staff and some of the witnesses did not. So if when it's possible, I think we should.
Okay, I agree. Anything else on that item? That was a good discussion. Okay, the last item, admin 3, would be notice of receipt. Commissioner Chrisman.
So for years, when we sign orders after a meeting, these when there's a notice of receipt of revision application, it just comes there because it's a convenient place to get our signatures. It's not that we've made a decision on it. It's just that our signatures need to go on these notices that go out. And I decided it almost seems like we're slipping something in. So I wanted to make sure everyone is aware on these. And so there is one today. And so when we sign our orders, that is in there. But more importantly, I bring this one up because we needed to change it here at the last minute. Typically, a notice of receipt of a revision like this indicates that if someone wants to come and view the application, they can either come to the Public Service Commission office or to whichever county courthouse it is. And in this case, it's a Falkirk case, so it would be the McLean County Courthouse. Now, both are discouraging public access. And so if you saw this along with your meeting materials, it was changed just this morning, and it provides information that the two normal locations are not available to the public right now, but they can either contact our office through US mail, email, or a phone call, or contact the McLean County Courthouse, and either will provide the revision information to the public if they want it. So it's changed just this morning, but it will be in with the signing stuff. I think that's pretty simple. And again, the best thing we can do at the time. And while I have my mic unmuted, I will just throw in, Mr. Chairman, I authorize Esther to sign for me today.
Okay, Commissioner Fedorchuk, would you like to authorize?
I'll authorize Shelley. And I missed the end of that last conversation. So I need to go back when we're done here.
Well, just to highlight it that
not your conversation, Randy. I caught that. The previous one on the meeting on Friday, the wrap up of that, I my screen blanked out on me.
Mr. Chairman,
I believe we had wrapped that discussion up and had moved into admin 2 when you left us briefly.
Okay, well, we can wrap. Let's wrap this one up and go back, unless we're done with this.
I have nothing more to add on this mine revision.
Okay, so going back to the discussion on the hearing.
I just wanted to say, what's our plan B if the go-to meeting doesn't work, or if we have trouble with our audio or video? I think we need to have a plan B ready to go that's straight telephone or something like that, just as a, just in case. And the parties need to know about it too.
I would think our backup method would be to go with our standard telephone bridge for everyone and just tie the public bridge into that. And at that point, everything is just a telephone bridge. So it's all audio at that point.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Can we just make sure we have the right numbers for everybody to call and, you know, like a plan B instructions out to everybody? And then so you and Matt know like which phone line is supposed to go out to the public then for their call in? If that's yes. Different.
Well, we'll maintain the same public number for that. It'll be the other side that will change.
Okay.
So we will get that out to the companies and our internal.
And yeah, make sure it's clearly marked plan B so that nobody gets mistaken ahead of time. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
This is Pat Vaughn. Can you hear me?
We can.
Can you hear me? Okay. I heard the questions earlier about the estimated meter reading, and I was trying to answer, but I obviously didn't have the, I was on the wrong call-in line. So did the commission get an answer to why the this wasn't approved by staff like the other ones were before?
No.
Okay, so this is not a tariff change. What the company is asking for is actually a waiver of a rule in the commission's standards of electric service. And so since it wasn't a tariff change, I didn't believe that I should just go ahead and approve it. And I have prepared a motion for the commission if they wanted to do that today. But I didn't hear the end of the discussion on what the commission wanted to do.
I had just received notice, Pat, from you, I think a little after one, that the memo had been received.
Yes.
Do you have any concerns with it?
No, I could answer your questions. The questions that you had for of Otter Tail, and Otter Tail supplied a letter.
Please do.
I could. Okay. So Otter Tail said in I'll just read this paragraph from their letter. Customers are encouraged to contact Otter Tail in the event they are unable to make a payment, whether the meter reading is estimated or an actual read. Otter Tail is ready and willing to work with customers, including setting up payment plans to help work through higher bills incurred during this unprecedented time. The other thing they responded to was your question about how many inside meters might there be. And they said that this will affect approximately 2% of their customers. So that's about, let's see, about 11,700 would be 2%. And then they estimated that 80% of those customers would be residential customers. So that would be about 9,500 residential customers. Was there any other item that you were asking about that you can remember?
Just if they anticipated that anyone would see a spike in their bill in terms of the process, the methodology for the estimates?
They do describe their process for estimating, you know, their how they would do that. If you want me to read that to you.
Is it? Yeah, please.
Okay. When determining an estimated read, the system determines a daily average. To determine the daily average, the billing system looks for a reading from the same time last year to use for the average consumption calculation. If that read is not available, and the system uses the previous two period reads for the average consumption calculation. Then the system calculates the current days in the billing period. The daily average, in addition to weather impacts, are used in the calculation for estimated consumption. So that's how they're going to do it.
Okay, so the weather changes, they factor in the warmer weather as opposed to February and March, for example.
Yep, they do, they factor in the weather impacts.
No, I don't have any concerns with them because they're offering balanced billing. It sounds like the methodology is sound. And it's the current situation. They, of course, don't have a choice but moving forward with this. So this has a case number, PU-20-159. So essentially the motion would be...
You go, I mean, the motion, I believe I put it in case library. Let me see if I have it there.
Well, I'm not making the motion, but I think it would essentially be I move the commission grant Otter Tail Power a waiver related to meter readings, and that Otter Tail may move forward with estimated readings as described in their filing.
You have, there's another way we could do this. I could actually email it to you.
That would be good.
Okay.
So just so everybody, the other two commissioners, I will be making the motion, then it will be open for discussion if you have any concerns. Or do you have any questions prior to that, Commissioner Fedorchuk?
I just sent the motion to all three, to you and to Commissioner Fedorchuk and Chrisman.
Okay.
It has the wrong date on it, but
right. We can make that notation and adjustment to April 15th. Commissioner Fedorchuk, Commissioner Chrisman, would either of you like to read it first, or would you like me to just make the motion?
I'm ready for the motion to be made.
Commissioner Fedorchuk?
I'm fine with that.
All right, then I will make the motion. Finding that a state of emergency has been declared to prevent and contain the spread of COVID-19, I move the commission approve the suspension from March 19th, 2020 through May 31st, 2020 of Otter Tail Power Company meter readings at locations where the electric meter is located inside an inhabited structure, and authorize estimate meter reads for those locations. Otter Tail Power Company meter readings waiver approval, case number PU-20-159.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
I don't have anything further to add. I think we've talked about it, Commissioner Fedorchuk.
I have one question, and that is, if they're able to get in sooner than May 31st, is it understood that they will halt this before that if they can? And I mean, I hate to have them doing estimates all the way through May 31st if they don't need to.
That isn't that wasn't discussed in the filing or the letter. This is just their estimate of when the pandemic when they could get back in to do meter readings.
Is it something where they need to?
I'm sorry.
What were you going to say there, Pat?
Well, for an individual customer, that shouldn't be more than two estimates.
Okay, and maybe it's more of a billing cycle thing versus a date. Would that make sense, Pat?
Well, certainly the billing cycles affect how many times you might get an estimated meter read. But I don't know if the billing cycles have any effect on that date that they've chosen.
Okay.
I think I look at the data as an approximate estimate, and it's possible that they could get into these structures before. It's also possible it could be extended. I certainly hope it's before and not later than the 31st of May, but we would have the ability to adjust it, the order accordingly, correct, Pat?
I think if they needed to go beyond May, they would ask for an extension. But this would provide that they can go through May 31st. I don't see a big issue with it.
I think it's a good point, and I think they would certainly want to get into these structures prior to the 31st of May. So I would anticipate if they could do so that they will.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Commissioner Christman?
I don't disagree with anything that's been said, but I think this is a good time to start a dialogue with our staff and with the companies where these meters are still in people's homes on making a transition to either remote or at least outdoor reading, because I am sure hopeful that it's going to be plenty safe to go around and reading these meters by the end of May. But as badly as our society has been frightened for the last month, I don't think when we get to June that you're going to get, I think there's going to be a lot of people who are still going to be reluctant to want a meter reader going from house to house and entering their homes. I think it's time to move beyond that, and we've got to figure out a new way to do that.
I would anticipate if Otter Tail representatives are listening right now, they would be more than happy to make that move if we were to grant, to give them the approval to do it in effect, the recovery on the costs associated with putting that system in place. And so we'll have to, I think we'll also want to look at the timing and when people are getting back on their feet financially, because some households obviously have been hit much harder than others. But if you're a service worker right now in a restaurant, they're watching their pennies very closely. But I agree. I think it would be worth exploring, and I would like to see that regardless of the circumstances that we have outdoor meters. Pat, if you're still on, can you clarify one thing? Did you say 2% or 20% of their customer base?
2% of their customer count would be inside.
2%. Then the numbers you gave seem really high. I think you had indicated over 10,000 meters.
Well, they have, they have 58,800 customers.
Right.
And so 2%
would not be 10,000.
No, I don't. Oh.
Be 1,000.
A lot of
it'd be 1,200.
Right. Okay. You caught my attention. I thought you had, maybe I misheard you, but I thought you had mentioned 10 to 12,000 meters.
I think I may have. Sorry about that.
I just wanted to clarify. That's all. Okay, I don't have anything else to add, Commissioner Christman. Anything further, Commissioner Fedorchak?
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
Okay, anything else for admin? And if not, Commissioner Christman, you had mentioned something for scheduling, I believe. Were you thinking of the commission meeting itself that morning? I believe you're muted, Randy.
I'm sorry. Did we want to move that next commission meeting from Thursday back to Wednesday? Again, it was moved to Thursday at my request because I was going to be traveling back from an SPP meeting, which is not happening. Right now we have our meeting in the morning and then start the MDU hearing in the afternoon. Probably can't change the MDU hearing, but we could split those unless you want to just leave them. I don't have strong feelings, but since it was moved at my request, I just wanted to throw this out. I'm fine with moving it back to Wednesday too.
I prefer to have them on Wednesdays consistently, but if we have a problem with changing it once we've thrown it out there, I'm fine with keeping it too, but I just prefer to keep them Wednesdays at 10 as much as we can.
Either way, it's a special meeting, so changing it back will not be a problem.
Okay, are we in agreement to change it back then to Wednesday at 10 o'clock?
I don't see that this is a special meeting. It's a regular commission meeting.
We'll have an offline discussion on that terminology. It has to do with how meetings are defined via prior notification through the Secretary of State.
Okay.
Steve, is that because we had originally noticed it the 29th and then moved it?
Correct.
I always think all of our meetings are pretty special, but
especially when you guys wear suits.
It was a tough call this morning. Do you wear a tie? Do you wear a suit? And had I thought about the lighting, I would have changed my tie selection, but it is what it is.
No, I like it. It's good working with a couple of classy gentlemen.
Okay, so have we decided we are going to move it to Wednesday at 10 o'clock?
That sounds good to me, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Steve, we will move the meeting from the 30th to the 29th at 10 a.m.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, anything else for scheduling? Okay, seeing no other items for scheduling or any other business, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.